Wall Street losses, the president said markets are going to go up and down. He went on to say that he believes what his administration is doing is the right thing to do, even if it means a little, in his words, disturbance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democratic U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire announcing that she is not going to be running for re-election. Inflation cooled a bit last month, according to the government's Consumer Price Index. Prices rose 0.2% in February, the smallest month-to-month increase in 7 months. It was a better showing than economists had been expecting. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 329 points. The Nasdaq, 79 points higher, and the S&P is 7 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Lawmakers in the Maryland House have passed the amended blueprint for Maryland's future education bill without the cuts proposed by Governor Wes Moore. The Governor's Excellence in Maryland Public Schools Act would delay some funding increases as the state deals with a budget deficit of around $3 billion. The vote was 100-39, with Democrats voting for the measure without the cuts and Republicans opposing it. It's estimated that the governor's plan could have saved around $1.6 billion in spending over 4 years. The state Senate has yet to take any action on the bill. A man is dead after he fell under an MTA bus in Baltimore. Police found the victim in the 100 block of West Fayette Street just after 2:30 Tuesday afternoon, and he was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The accident investigation unit is looking into what led to the incident. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
We should be used to it by now, talking about the Ravens dipping into the free agent pool and pulling out a wide receiver past his prime but still offering upside. And so it was yesterday with the team signing 12-year veteran DeAndre Hopkins for 1 year, $5 million. Hopkins joining Kadri Ismail, Derek Mason, Anquan Boldin, Jacoby Jones, Steve Smith, and Odell Beckham, who all fit that description. Orioles in Tampa playing the Yankees yesterday, and they beat them 6-2 behind a Ryan Mountcastle three-run shot and four solid innings from Albert Suarez, making a bid for that fifth starter's role. Manager Brandon Hyde likes what he saw.
The slider was good, the cutter was good. He got this four-seam by guys, throwing a lot of strikes. He's been throwing the ball well this camp.
Orioles back home today, taking on the Braves at 105. Dean Kramer takes his turn on the hill. Caps took the ice last night in Anaheim, riding a four-game winning streak.
Ovechkin right off the draw, shot to the front, follow-up, score! The Caps tie it. Protas finds the loose biscuit.
Joe B with the call on Monumental. Alexi Protas with his first career hat trick. Ovi chips in with three assists, and the Caps win streak reaches 5-7-4 over the Ducks. It's the sixth time the Caps have reached 7-plus goals this season, most in the National Hockey League. Coming up in 30 minutes, Derek Queen gets recognized. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Some rain heads our way over the weekend. Today, sunny and dry, 62 this afternoon. Lots of clouds tomorrow and cooler, 56. Friday, still dry, 58 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 50 degrees in Bel Air, 55 in Halethorpe, and 51 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Wednesday to all. I've got to ask you, as I always do, if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? A lot of you called in and weighing in on the EV tax, thanks to House Bill 1457. If you heard during the break there, you heard the news, the House delegates there, the Maryland General Assembly, they did, in fact, pass the Blueprint Kerwin Commission funding without the governor's amendments, meaning his own Democrat colleagues are not taking into consideration that we cannot afford the blueprint. I mean, look, Governor Moore is catching it from all sides at this point, right? He can't get the Democrats in Annapolis to agree with him on this. And then you've got the No More campaign that's been traveling far and wide, and he's upset about that. He's taking a lot of heat. I don't know what he's going to do. I really don't know, because it doesn't look like he has any friends right now. He's got none. Speaking of which, I forgot to mention earlier, his approval rating is down 9 points, by the way. It was at about 60%. They said he's a little bit below 51% right now, which is still good. It's still a good approval rating. But if you think about the fact that Governor Larry Hogan, I mean, he spent his time in the 60s and 70s as far as approval ratings. Governor Wes Moore isn't looking too good right now. And I can only imagine that it's going to get worse because, again, we're not even feeling all these fees and taxes as of yet. We are going to feel them. And I think a lot of people have been pointing out in June, I think that's when a lot of things hit the fan. And so, you know, whoever does decide to run against Governor Moore, you know, whether it's in the Democrat primary, of course, on the Republican side, or look, an independent, a libertarian, what have you, I think they really do have a shot because there are going to be a lot of people very upset. I mean, think about it. By June, you're already thinking about where you're taking the family in August, right? Right before you go back to school. You know, the kids, usually they go back to school late August, early September. So by June, you're already making plans for that little trip. You know, whether it's Ocean City, whether it's Bethany Beach, whether you go to Florida, California, what have you, you're already making these decisions. And there are going to be a lot of families this year that are going to have to decide not to take the trip. And when you're thinking about that and you're seeing like the letdown look on your little kid's face, which I see it all the time with my 8-year-old, let me tell you. And you don't feel good about it. And then you're wondering, you're really thinking about, you know, life choices. Because then you're thinking, man, you know, I'm working as hard as I possibly can, and I still can't afford to take the trip. I still can't afford the family vacation, and I feel like I let my family down. Right? I mean, that some people do feel this way. Again, we were talking about House Bill 1457 before the break, and that's the EV tax. I got some text messages to read, but first I got Marty in Parkville. Marty, what say you on this EV tax?
What a lot of people are saying is that it's going to roads, and that's kind of the Three Card Monte that they play down in Annapolis. First things first, the Transportation Trust Fund is not a lockbox. So whenever they need money for the general fund, the first one of the first funds that they raid is the Transportation Trust Fund. So they mask it by putting it into transportation, and then they take it and spend it wherever they want. The next thing is that the majority of the money left in the Transportation Trust Fund goes to public transportation and not to fixing the roads. So it pays for the $60 million that Westmore wants to study the Red Line.
Yeah.
Buying electric buses at three times the cost, et cetera.
Yeah, and you know what else I was thinking, Marty, is remember in Baltimore City, I don't know, was that last year when they had that subway car catch on fire?
Oh, the light rail car, I think.
Yeah. Because
I remember.
Yeah, I thought that they said there
hadn't done any maintenance on the program in like 30 years.
Right. So I was thinking, even with that, they're probably going to see an increase, you know, when it comes to maintenance there, which is also going to, I'm assuming, come out of the same fund.
Absolutely. There's several bills down in Annapolis now that would base a transportation project based upon the green agenda or equity.
Yeah.
Basically, that's how they're going to determine which roads get paved and which ones don't. If there's a mass transit alternative as opposed to the fixing the roadway, they're going to go with that.
Right. So, such a shame.
You have a nice day, Kim.
Thank you, Marty. You do the same. I appreciate you as always. Thank you for calling in. It's a shame because I think a lot of us are looking on the outside here, and it's like it's very easy to figure out exactly how to get this in order, right? I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, right? I can tell you that. I myself could figure this out very easily. And Governor Westmore, I'm sure, understands that if he really wanted to get this under control, he would have to break some hearts, right? He would have to. The teachers union being one of them. The fact that the Baltimore City Council, Democrats, actually came forward and put in a resolution urging the senators and delegates in Annapolis to pass the Kerwin Commission / blueprint. I'm with Senator Bill Ferguson on that. The audacity. And then this is a way for Baltimore City to say, well, look, this is what we wanted. Don't blame us. This is what we wanted to happen. But then also, if you remember or recall, Mayor Brandon Scott, he said a while ago he didn't have any idea how much the city had to put into the Kerwin Commission. Remember that? Turns out to be millions upon millions. And he said, oh, I didn't really know. I think he called it like a gut punch or something. I don't know where these individual six are going to get the money. I think these are people, and if you look at those that are the Democrats in office, a lot of them come from the nonprofit the industry, right? Where it's like they don't really, you know, they're not balancing budgets. They're not really thinking about where this money is coming from. Like, they raise the money for the nonprofits, and they're hoping to get city or state or federal grants, and that's how money comes in. We talked about the highest-paid executives at nonprofits earlier this week, and a lot of these people, they've worked at nonprofits, so they have no idea, I think, how the private sector even works. And that's why I said before, I don't think many of these people could manage a lemonade stand. I stand behind that. I don't think they could figure it out. You know, I've thought about it too. It's like, you know, many of those individuals, they have no idea what it's like to manage payroll. They have no idea. They don't know what it's like to sweat before, right? The Friday before payroll goes out, you're like, oh my gosh, I hope I have enough, right? And they don't know what it's like. They don't get it. And so when you're sitting here and you're looking at them making these decisions that are not financially sound, you have to keep in mind, they don't get it. They truly don't. I wanted to read some of your text messages here. Again, thank you so much for texting in. If you haven't already, it's your New Year's resolution, okay? If you're just joining us, it's your New Year's resolution. Go to the App Store, and you can download the WCBM app. It is free, and you can actually text me through that app, okay? Also here, I've got Anthony. He says, Kim, where does our registration money go? They doubled it a year ago. I used to pay like $180 every 2 years. Now I'm paying about $340 every 2 years. Anthony, your guess is as good as mine. And I guess it goes back to what Marty just explained as far as the transportation fund. It all kind of just ends up in this pile, which turns into like a slush fund. And then they just do whatever it is that they want to do with it. I'm surprised, honestly, when it comes to this Kerwin blueprint, and we might see this come down the pipeline here. They're going to be pulling money from other areas, and they're going to try to justify it in some way, right? I mean, we talked about the infrastructure money right there, talking to Marty about the transportation funding. They're going to try to pull money out of all of these things because they're not going to tell this teachers union no. I can already feel it. I can already see it. They're not going to tell them no. I got a text here from Jay. He says, everyone use back roads. Mile per gallon will go up. Yeah, that's one thing you could suggest there. I got Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Kim. They did the same thing with gas, what they did with cigarettes. They made it almost impossible to smoke anywhere, raised taxes through the roof, and then couldn't figure out why they didn't get the tax revenue that was projected based on prior cigarette sales. Now they're doing the same thing with gasoline. Convince people to buy electric cars, raise taxes through the roof, and then are amazed that they didn't get the projected revenue. Yeah, Clay in Owings Mills, that's exactly what happened. And I will say, even when they raised the fees on the tolls, right? How many people stopped how many people stopped using 95 as much as the tolls continued to go up? A lot of people. A lot of people. And I think even then they were talking about the fact that they thought they were going to get more. They were going to get more money. Let's see. Darius says, Cam, good morning. I hope you run for mayor next time. Oh, Darius, you know what? There's not enough money in the world to pay me to live in Baltimore City. Baltimore City is, you know, and I feel bad for those that live in the city because it is. It's tough. It's tough. And I am going to mention here coming up in just a bit because you had Faith Leach, who works for the mayor. They're now suggesting raising sales tax in Baltimore City. I don't know how you get out of that hole. I really don't. You got the crime, the violence, the poor education system. You've got all the taxes and the fees. And you've got a lot of people. I mean, think about it. City Council last year, what were they arguing about? Making sure that there weren't any gas-powered leaf blowers because they were just so loud. Right? I mean, it's like it's truly awful. Ron says, for the record, I did not, nor would I ever, say that I missed Joe Biden. He ruined the DOD with his DEI BS and was a coward who disgracefully surrendered in Afghanistan. I miss him as much as I would miss cancer. FJB. And again, that comes in from Ron. And Ron, because we were talking earlier about President Trump, decisions that were made, and also the decisions that were made when it comes to the reserves. Yes, because we were trying to figure out if Pete Hegseth had anything to say about it. I have some other text here. Let's see. Chuck says, how do they know when a car is getting the better gas mileage? My car is supposed to get over 26 miles per gallon, but due to age and usage, I probably only get around 22. Chuck, I guess, is that something they check with the emissions test? Now you're, look, you got me outside my wheelhouse. I don't know exactly how they would know. But, you know, I don't think they would even care. I think they would say, okay, well, this car supposedly gets this much miles per gallon, so here's your fee. You know, I don't think they're going to check and see individually what a car actually gets. But all of this is unfortunately due to bad policy and bad decisions, and they're not making it any better. As I mentioned, the House of Delegates just passed through the Kerwin Commission blueprint funding, and we have nowhere to pay for it, but there it sits. We'll see what the Senate's going to do about it. I will say, considering Senator Bill Ferguson's comments on it, I'm going to say that they're not going to pass it without the amendments. That's what I'm going to say. But even if it does pass with the amendments, we still can't afford it. You see? So it is. It's a tough pill to swallow, but this is where we are, unfortunately. I did want to get into, well, you know what? When we come back after the 11:30 break, we'll talk about the trash dumping. I did want to just share with you real quick because CBS had an update for the National Transportation Bureau. And, of course, this has to do with the aircraft collision at Reagan National Airport. Remember the American Airlines flight that crashed with the Black Hawk helicopter? They are still investigating. But I wanted you to just hear their update that they had just yesterday.
Well, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy used some colorful language to express his anger that information like that wasn't acted on. Now, the NTSB has found routinely planes and helicopters coming into Washington Reagan were coming within 75 feet of each other. The NTSB chair called that intolerable and issued two urgent safety recommendations, essentially saying the FAA needs to keep planes and helicopters apart. Less than 90 minutes later, DOT did just that, extending their temporary restrictions against helicopters around Washington Reagan for the foreseeable future. And now the NTSB says they may need to look at other airports to determine if similar dangers are happening there, too.
And that just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart because when all of this happened, we said this was preventable, right? This aircraft collision. And now you're telling me that it was literally just a suggestion to keep the helicopters and the planes from, you know, beside each other. Now all of a sudden they're doing that. They're doing just that. You're telling me that no one had any common sense to do that previously? It had to be suggested by the NTSB? If I were one of the family members of the victims, I don't know. I think I would have fainted hearing that information. My heart absolutely breaks. I don't know who's making these decisions. I really don't. And when you're looking at the things that we're talking about on the show every single day, it just amazes me that these are the people in leadership positions. Those that are putting us in harm's way, those that are emptying our wallets, those that don't care if our kids are educated, those that don't care if we're carjacked at gunpoint. You know, it's just, they don't really care. Yet the whole thing that we're supposed to think, even just about the Democrat Party alone, is that they care, right? Is that what they say? Republicans don't care, but the Democrats do? I'm sorry, but it doesn't seem like anyone truly cares. Discuss where we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you. That's 1-888-FREEDOM, ConsumerCellular.com, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Before the break, we did mention the NTSB update. Apparently, they're now going to keep helicopters and airplanes away from each other in the air. I think my 8-year-old might have been able to figure that one out, but you know what? I guess better late than never, you know, 67 people now dead because of this. And I just, it boggles the mind, but I don't want to get too deep into it. As I mentioned before, some friends that I went to elementary, middle school with were on that flight, and high school. Tommy was at Gwen Park with me. And it's sad because they leave behind beautiful wives, beautiful children, and they're now trying to put these pieces together. And all of this was preventable from the very start. And the fact that even this far from that collision, right? Because what day was that? It's been a few months now since the collision. And they're just now saying, yeah, let's keep the helicopters out of the fly zone of airplanes. Here's why we need the best and the brightest to even run for office or to do some of these things. And I'm not saying that I'm one of those people. I think that there are some of us that stand up and we run for office because we don't really care about the repercussions or the consequences of, you know, the attacks or anything like that. I would absolutely appreciate if we didn't personally attack people to the point where we didn't have the best and brightest want to come forward and, you know, head some of these agencies or run for office or, you know, of course, become the governor of Maryland. And so it's like at this point in time in the political arena, we're not getting the best and the brightest. We're getting those that are courageous enough to do it. Sometimes we get those that don't have a single skeleton in their closet, and that's great. But that doesn't always mean that they are, you know, in tune with the best interest of the voters. But, gosh, I really would love to see more people step up that weren't afraid of what could happen, right? Whether it's the cancel culture, if it's a business owner, like, you know, all the businesses that going out of business because they're, you know, possibly a Republican or a very liberal Democrat. And, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like we put ourselves in this position where the best and the brightest don't want to step forward. And that's a shame. It really is. And this is the outcome of that. And I say this on both sides of the aisle. Let's see. I've got a text here from Chip. Chip says, why are there no Republicans speaking up regularly about what's going on with America and in Maryland? How do these people expect to get elected when nobody knows who they are? We, the voters, don't even know who the Republicans are until Election Day, and then we don't know what they stand for. Very frustrating. Well, Chip, I will say the Maryland Freedom Caucus has done an excellent job this year, and I think the messaging has been on point. We talk often on the show about the Republicans that are in, you know, the Maryland General Assembly. We talk often about the America First Republicans. When it comes to the national level, I can kind of answer why they don't talk about Maryland, and that is because they don't look at Maryland as a state that they could ever win. And so, unfortunately, they kind of throw us to the wayside because they think, all right, it's a lost cause. I'm not going to spend my time talking about what's going on in Maryland. I mean, look, it took forever to have that one story go national, putting condoms and vending machines in elementary schools. Luckily, it finally did. But it took forever. It took about a week or so. If this was a red state or a state that is, you know, a swing state, that story would have been, you know, national headlines within the day that, you know, that bill was proposed. But unfortunately, Maryland isn't something that many Republicans look at as something that could be won. So hopefully I answered your question on that one. Coming up next, dumping in Carroll County. And then also there was a bill introduced by Carl Jackson, the Senator Carl Jackson, to assist firefighters. We were talking about firefighters yesterday, so I am going to give him a mention and a shout out on that one. And then also Southwest Airlines, they've got new policies, and they don't really care about your checked bags. They used to be free, no longer.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Senate Republicans optimistic they'll be able to pass a Trump-backed continuing resolution to keep the government up and running through September. Europeans, now the Canadians, promising retaliatory tariffs on American goods, since President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel and other metals have gone into effect. Democrat U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire announcing that she will not be running for re-election. Inflation eased a bit last month. According to the government's newly released Consumer Price Index, prices rose 0.2% in February, the smallest month-to-month increase in 7 months. We are closer to a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war. A U.S. brokered one-month truce has been agreed to by Ukraine. Now it's up to Russia. At Wall Street, the Dow down 224 points, NASDAQ up 121. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens receiver room got a boost yesterday. The team announcing a one-year, $5 million deal with 12-year veteran DeAndre Hopkins, who had a pedestrian year in 24, but a big one in 23.
Here's Henry, Wildcat. They get it back to Levis. Levis going to put some air under it. Towards the end zone. It's caught. Hopkins, touchdown.
That call courtesy of CBS. Notice the beginning of that call mentioning the Wildcat with Derrick Henry. Wonder how much input he had in this move. Ravens also bringing back fullback Patrick Ricard, 1 year at $3 million. Big Ten announcing yesterday their men's basketball postseason awards. Terp Center and Baltimore native Derrick Queen was recognized, winning Freshman of the Year, the third in Maryland history to do that, following Buck Williams and Joe Smith. Kevin Willard saying it took a little while for Derrick Queen and Julian Reese to mesh.
Derrick and Ju, you know, the first kind of 2-3 weeks, you know, we struggled a little bit. You know, they were kind of running on top of each other at times, but they have really worked hard, and they're both extremely smart basketball players. I think that's why it's worked so well.
And finally, Navy basketball tonight taking on American University in D.C. It's for the Patriot League Championship. A win for the Mids secures their first NCAA tournament bid since 1998. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's take advantage of an Earl Weaver special. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Today is that perfect combination of sunshine, no rain, and mild temperatures. Take advantage of it too, because we do have more clouds on the way and some rain over the weekend. Today we've got plenty of sunshine, the temperature's mild, 62, near 40 overnight. Tomorrow lots of clouds and cooler, 56. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, 58 the high Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talking about basically all the things that are wrong in the Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland. And of course, our big story tomorrow will obviously be the fact that the Kerwin Commission/Blueprint did in fact pass the House. just this afternoon in the Maryland General Assembly. So hopefully we can get somebody on to discuss more of that with us. I will reach out to the delegates that I know. And you know what? I'll actually reach out to some delegates that I don't actually know so we can get some more voices on this. Let's see. Dwayne in the text line says, everyone who works for a large company knows that people above them in the company aren't always promoted for how well they do their jobs. In liberal-leaning companies, it's far worse, and DEI has amplified the craziness. Now think of our government, which is the largest liberal-leaning employer, and it begins to make sense why helicopters are crashing into planes when multiple warnings were issued. People need to be promoted solely on merit, or the mayhem continues. Dwayne, thank you so much. That is spot on there. And you're right. That's why, you know, when President Trump said that it was DEI was the reason for this aircraft collision, there were a lot of people that even, you know, called the show, texted in, wrote on my social media pages, you can't say that it was DEI. How dare you say that already because Trump said it? It's like, all right, I've been at this long enough to know when Trump, Sean Duffy, right, the new transportation secretary, and VP J.D. Vance, when they get together and they have a press conference to tell us it was DEI that is the reason that that aircraft collision occurred, please know that that is absolutely why it occurred. You would not have the president and the VP and the Secretary of Transportation at a briefing right after they met with the NTSB and others if that was not the case. That was absolutely the case. And to all those that were upset with me for repeating it after he did, again, I don't care how you felt because they would not take that gamble, okay? Especially Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, he's not coming out there if he didn't know that that was the reason. And of course, that's why he came out there. I mean, somebody could, you could make the argument that Trump would have jumped the gun. You could make that argument. I could see it. But VP J.D. Vance, if you look at his career, he's not jumping the gun. Remember, he's the guy that actually called Trump Hitler not too long ago. Okay? He's not jumping the gun to say something is DEI. So I knew immediately that's exactly what it was. And so thank you, Dwayne, for pointing all of this out. I got Scott in Kingsville. Scott, you wanted to weigh in on Republicans in the state?
Yeah. One thing that keeps the vitally needed, but it doesn't happen, intelligent conservatives from winning office. It is the deep state in the factor that unless you have a lot of money, so the bigger the block you're fighting against, they have endless resources called your taxpayer money. They can fight you. You don't have that kind of money. So if you're fighting a deep state or like Maryland, a mini deep state, you don't have the financial capability to go against them if they want to destroy you. So that's the only asset of Elon Musk and Donald Trump and some of these very, very wealthy people. They have so much money that even though these people that are against conservatives and want to destroy conservatives, even though they have endless money because they use our tax money, they have a opponent that can play the game. You don't have that money, and a lot of conservatives that would otherwise run for office, they recognize that, oh, I don't have that kind of money, because if they want my butt to be destroyed, they're going to destroy me because they have all the assets.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great point there, Scott. Absolutely, that's a part of it. Thank you so much for weighing in.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that is correct. I mean, look, you could even have all the money in the world. I mean, how much did I raise in 2020? It was at the very end, which was terrible. I wish we had it earlier on. But it was a little over $8 million. And the shenanigans that were played, I'm not even going to go into this because then I'll be called a conspiracy theorist and all this other stuff. But the shenanigans that were played when it came to these, you know, mail-in ballots and the drop boxes and all this other stuff. You already know how I feel about this, but there's no way that we only received 29% of the vote. I'm just going to say that with that amount of money. We spent $5 million in the district. We had people come in from all over when it came to door knocking, phone banking, the ads, you know, just everything that we were doing. We were going against a guy that didn't have a platform. He didn't have a single ad out there. He would not debate me. He had nothing. okay? He raised about $1 million talking about Kwesi Mfume. And we were still made to believe that even though we spent $5 million in the district and we had everything and everybody out there, remember we had the big bus going around the city every day, all day. We had events every day, all day. I didn't see my child for like 2 months. Like, it was insanity. So I will say, even with the money, the way that things are in Maryland, it's especially in certain districts, it's just... it's an impossible challenge right now, right? But you can continue to chip away. But right now, it's pretty much impossible in certain districts, not all, in certain districts. I still believe this last go-round, I still believe Neil Parrott should have won that seat. The fact that Delaney won there in District 6, I'm still, my mind is still blown about that. And I, you know, that was heartbreaking for sure. I've got Alan in Dundalk. Alan, you wanted to talk about Westmore for a second?
Just a real quick, happy Thursday, Kim. Happy Thursday.
Oh.
Now, Kim, I'm not a politician, and I don't play one on TV. But I do know that Maryland does not have a recall amendment in their constitution.
Right.
How do we get one started through grassroots petition?
So I am not certain. I would think that this would have to be on the ballot to even suggest such. I don't know how you feel about that one, but I would think that this would have to be a ballot question, and then the voters would decide if we could even have a recall option.
Well, I tell you what, if X is showing a group that says no more, and you've got a grassroots movement already, right now might be the hot iron to strike.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, possibly, for sure. I just, you know, I don't know if they would, I mean, I guess we could try it, but it wouldn't be on the ballot till 2026, but we could try it, yeah, since they have so much momentum.
Well, because, let's face it, we have no recourse when we make a mistake, or we're bamboozled, or we are tricked into thinking someone is a dove when they're really a crow.
Yeah. I guess I would also say here, Alan, though, I don't know. Because, you know, right now, Governor Moore still has a 51% approval rating, which is crazy. But, you know, if we were to have a recall right now, he would still win.
As the taxes go up, yeah. I guarantee the approval rating will go down.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right about that. Alan, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And just so you guys know, it is Wednesday. There was a little slip there. I wish it was Thursday. I really do. I got Bill in Ellicott City. Bill, you wanted to weigh in?
Thank you very much for taking my call. I would like to comment on the helicopter and airline that crashed over the Potomac River. The pilot of the military helicopter, she was a captain. She was a white woman. Most people, when they hear DEI, rightly or wrongly, think it applies to people of color. But now, she was a white woman. Can you explain to me why you assumed that was a DEI hire?
Sure. So when Trump and VP Vance and Secretary Sean Duffy came out, right after they spoke to the NTSB, they said it was because of DEI. Now, DEI is diversity, equity, inclusion, which includes women, people of color, and then those in the LGBTQ community.
My impression at the time, or just lately from what we heard, is that for whatever reason, she misjudged the distance between her and the airliner. She was also flying higher than she should have been.
Right.
But I don't know that, I mean, you know, when you start talking about, you know, DEI, I mean, how do we ascertain that this woman pilot was only there because she was a woman? I'm not sure that's easy to show.
I don't think we have the solid evidence as of yet, Bill, and I will agree with you on that one, but I do believe that we will most likely get those answers. That's what I believe.
Okay, well, thanks for discussing it.
Yep, no problem. Thank you so much. Like I said, I don't, just from what I have seen in the past, they're not going to come out and say this if it wasn't what they believe absolutely happened. And when you're now hearing that the NTSB is saying, well, we suggest that we don't have them flying in the same, I guess you call it airspace. I would believe when we get the full report on this, the people that decided that they flew in the same airspace were not the people that should have been making these decisions. Okay? Now, am I saying absolutely this woman was a DEI hire that was flying the helicopter? That's not what I'm saying. But the fact that they had to actually come out and suggest that, and then even after the crash, they still hadn't made that change? Think about that, okay? I mean, you would have to be, you know, marbles for brains at this point. If you are sitting there and you are able to make a decision to stop flying helicopters around Reagan National Airport as flights are coming in, and people have already called the show, other pilots we've talked to, that have said that it is already very difficult trying to land at Reagan National Airport because you can't go in certain airspaces in the D.C. area. It's common sense. The fact that they had the NTSB just say it yesterday, and just yesterday the NTSB said, oh, well, since we made that suggestion, they've decided to do such. What do you mean? What do you mean? How did they not decide this after 67 people were killed? That should have been a change that should have been made the very next morning. I'm not going to get too far into this because obviously I'm emotionally attached to the story. But the fact that people did not know to make that change, that it had to be suggested after 67 people were killed, that already tells you a lot about what's going on and a lot about this story. Speaking of a story, I wanted to get to this because I kept saying that I'm going to get to this, and it's in the Carroll County Times. And this is also in the Baltimore Sun, if you'd like to read it there. And the title is Fees to Dump Trash at the Carroll County Northern Landfill Proposed to Rise. All right. The Board of Carroll County Commissioners at their meeting Thursday will consider increasing fees charged to dump trash at the county's Northern Landfill in Westminster. County staff are recommending the increase to tipping fees to help pay for the disposal of trash and manage recycling. Tipping fees are charged to trash companies when they haul recyclables and garbage to the landfill. In Carroll County, haulers are independent private businesses contracted by residents and are not managed by the county. Okay, so this is a conversation, most importantly, because we're seeing taxes and fees on everything, but also because now you have other businesses and other industries that are affected by the taxes and fees raising all over. The Carroll County Bureau of Solid Waste proposes the following fee increases. Here's the list. Minimum charge increase from $7 per ton to $8. Waste from $66 per ton to $70 per ton. Construction and demolition from $82 per ton to $85 per ton. Sludge is going up $10. Yes, from $80 per ton to $90 per ton. Commercial yard waste from $30 per ton to $40 per ton. And then bulk waste from $0 to $75 per ton. I am not shocked that the commission had to make the following decisions, but unfortunately, this is what they had to do. More from this article, some fees were last increased by commissioners in the fiscal 2024 operating budget. This included the tipping fee for regular trash, which went from $65 per ton to $66 per ton. Construction debris went from $80 per ton to $82 per ton. And again, that was just a year ago. Of course, there's many people weighing in Carroll County about this. Of course, there's those that are in the industry full time. And on average, Carroll County handles between 13,000 and 15,000 tons of recyclable materials each year. According to the latest report from the Maryland Department of Environment, in the 2022 calendar year, county's recycling rate was 80.6%. ranking the second highest in the state, just behind Allegheny County. And Clifford Engel, he's the bureau chief with Carroll County's Department of Solid Waste. He said, therefore, the county is meeting the 35% recycling rate goal. And he actually sat down with the Carroll County Times for this interview. And he had lots of comments about this, if you can imagine. He says, packaging materials do end up in regular waste. Carroll County does not mandate recycling, and there are consumers who choose not to recycle. He says the county has tried to make it more convenient for residents by offering single-stream recycling, public service announcements, sharing what items are acceptable for recycling, and educational campaigns in the schools. And he said that any waste that is not recycled adds to the overall tonnage in the landfill. So it's like, you know, whatever's not recycled, obviously that goes towards those tons in the landfill. What I'm going to say is, this is something that we're going to see across the entire state of Maryland, right? It doesn't matter what it is. We're going to see taxes and fees go up on everything. So when I say on the national level, it doesn't really matter what President Trump does as far as getting things down, whether it's the price of eggs, whether it's gasoline, right, whether it's groceries in general. Here in the state of Maryland, you are not going to feel it because you're going to be paying so much more on everyday, I guess you could say, errands, everyday items, whether it's the food deliveries, whether it's, you know, now they're talking about this tax on EVs. And guess what? I think it's going to go through. House Bill 1457, the EV tax, it's going to go through. It's a shame. It really is. We were talking about the DEI hire and the possibility of DEI hires there at the FAA and then also with the Black Hawk helicopter. I've got Brad in Baltimore. Brad, did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention one of the things that wasn't advertised is they took 3 days to clean the online profile of the transgender gal who apparently appeared to be flying. Not an issue one way or another, but if it wasn't an issue, you wouldn't have spent 3 days cleaning up their profile so no one could find anything about them. And then secondarily, in terms of the Westmore thing, I've done some work with that group, the government group. West talks a good game but never follows up on anything. So they've got a large group of things that they quote-unquote have done, but they really don't. And it kind of segues into the tax thing. They're just lazy folks that don't want to figure another way to do it instead of just foisting taxes on people. So kind of three things. Enjoyed your show today.
Oh, thank you, Brad. Thank you so much. I appreciate you weighing in. And Brad is correct. It did take them a long time to tell us who that Black Hawk helicopter pilot even was. But I would say even more so, those in the controller space, I think that's where my mind goes as far as DEI. But we'll discuss where we get back.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Are you concerned with AMD? Now protecting your eyes is easier thanks to new Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit GoodFeet.com to book your appointment today. Or just stop by the store nearest you.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Wednesday on the show, Doge just deactivated 200,000 government credit cards. That's why your card didn't go through at Olive Garden. Embarrassing.
Hello?
Wait a minute.
Plus, 1 in 3 Gen X employees admit they catfish businesses and don't show up for work on their first day. Not a good strategy, kids.
Could you, like, put the phone on your butt?
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Had a great time today talking to you, as I always do. And, Marty, I did get your text message about John Merrick, who has announced that he is running for governor. And you asked me why I was not talking about John. And it looks to me that we will get John on the show within the next 2 weeks. We've been talking back and forth. And so it looks like we'll get him either this Friday or the Friday after that. So, Marty, stand by on that one. And, of course, he's a Republican. He did run for the Senate seat. And, you know, when it comes to Republicans running statewide, obviously we have a better shot statewide. That's what they tell me. That remains to be seen. No. That is what they tell me. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of people believe that Republicans do have this huge shot in Maryland because of Governor Larry Hogan and his approval rating and how he was able to serve two terms. Here's the thing. Governor Larry Hogan made sure that he distanced himself from President Trump, right? So that's number one. Number one, you would need a Republican that wasn't a Trumper, as they call us, all right? Number two, if you're thinking about the way that Governor Larry Hogan managed the state, even under the pandemic, for me, he managed it like a liberal Democrat. I did not see where he was similar to a Republican at all. When I think about Republican states that were managed well, I look at Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida. You know, I would have loved to see Maryland managed like Florida, but that's not what happened. And not only that, he left it up to the jurisdictions, and all the jurisdictions are pretty much blue. So, you know, there's like maybe three counties that we have that are red, three or four. Anywho, I just don't know how well a Republican could do statewide in this state, considering the Republican that we're basing this off of, in my view, is pretty much a Democrat. And I just got to be honest about that. Real quick, Southwest, I just wanted to mention here, of course, I got the update in my email. If you do checked bags with Southwest, as of May 28th, you are going to be paying for those checked bags. I don't usually check bags, but this would be a big deal for those that usually love the two free checked bags with Southwest. I do wonder if this is going to push others to other airlines. I'm going to say no, just because Southwest, their flights, they're still so competitive as it is. They really are. But just so you know, if you fly Southwest as of May 28th, you will have to pay for your checked bags. All right, tomorrow, of course, we have so much to talk about. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And I will talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. So please be here or be square.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two.